Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope program today. Today we find ourselves in Mark's Gospel, chapter 12. Jesus is in Jerusalem, and he's already caused quite an upset because he's kicked out the money changers who were there in the temple, and he's establishing his authority just out of the sheer essence of who he is. Chapter 12, he's going to share with them a parable. And, of course, he shared many, many parables. But here he's talking about a man who's planted a vineyard. He's put a wall around it, dug a pit for the wine press, built a watchtower. And basically, he rents the vineyard out to some farmers, moves on, and is looking for a return, looking for a harvest. And he sends people to collect the harvest. But what happens is that they're rejected. They're beaten up. They're thrown out. And this goes on for some time until the owner of the vineyard says, well, I'll just have to send my son. And I'm sure they'll respect my son. They will accept him and they will give me the fruit of the vineyard. It's my vineyard. Well, the story unfolds that the tenants, when they see the son, far from mercy, far from penitence, far from humility, they're saying, let's kill him. And if we kill him, then the vineyard is eventually going to be ours. When the owner dies, there's no one to pass it on to, so it will be ours. And so you have this very, very vicious and strong story. But of course, Jesus is pointing out that the prophets have come. There's been many people who've come bringing the word of God, and they've all been rejected. And God sent his son. And Jesus knows at the end of the week, he too is going to be rejected and crucified. Well, they go on to a quite different subject, really. The Pharisees, they're always trying to catch Jesus out. And they're looking for any excuse to criticize him. And they come across the whole business of paying taxes. And they say, well, is it right to pay the imperial tax to Caesar or not? Should we pay it or shouldn't we? And Jesus knew what they were trying to do. And he said, come on, bring me a denarius, bring me a coin, and let me look at it. And they bring the coin. And he said, well, whose image is on this coin? And they say, well, it's Caesar's. And Jesus says, give back to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's. Well, that really kept them quiet because they weren't expecting that answer. And Jesus is saying, we must give to God what is God's. I'm going to pause. We must have some worship, after which my good friend Patrick will join me to share a little more about this first part of Mark chapter 12.
Darkness.
You're listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward, and I've joined Richard now to look at the first 17 verses of Mark chapter 12. So we start off then, Richard, with the parable of the tenants. Again, a very pointed reference from Jesus to the Pharisees, really reflecting why he was there and the meaning of his presence, because he is the son that is referred to in the parable.
Yes, that's right. Jesus is really warning, because he is going to die. And for those of us who, by God's wonderful grace, believe in him and love him and appreciate that sacrifice was for us, it's all blessing. But for those who reject, it's terrible, terrible judgment. And the Pharisees, they're just oblivious. And they're not seeing much meaning in this at all. It just doesn't fit the way they think. Someone coming, suffering. As far as they're concerned, let's have the vineyard, let's own it.
Yeah, so they can't see the meaning behind this at all.
I don't think so, no.
So then in verse 12, they're angered and they're looking for a way to arrest Jesus, but they're afraid of the crowd. What are they afraid of, do you think? What might happen?
I think it's simply numbers, because the crowd is large, and if the crowd turn on them, they're in trouble. And remember that this crowd is not a crowd of ardent believers. These are people who may be shouting for Jesus, but we know it's not very deep. That's going to come out later in the week.
Mm. Now this next little incident, the question about paying taxes to Caesar, I always think this is just incredibly clever of Jesus, because the Pharisees were trying to catch him out. They were trying to get him to say that you shouldn't pay taxes, and that's clearly going to work in their favour from the way that they see it. If they can get him to express dislike of the Roman occupation, they've got him. But he doesn't. He comes up with this very, very clever answer. How are we to apply this in our circumstances today? Because we also live in the world, and we also benefit from the things that the governments, if you like, provide us. What should our attitude be?
Well, I think there is this balance, sometimes a bit of a mystery, but this balance that God is in charge and that authorities come and go under his hand. And that means even the worst dictators, that when it's their time, they go, whatever they have, whatever they are. And so it's that recognition that God is sovereign, he's in control, and therefore we must respect those in authority, even if we don't like them as such, even if we don't agree with them, we must respect them. And that's what Jesus is underlining here. You respect Caesar. You may not agree with him, but you respect him.
So to broaden that out then, does there come a time when the Christian should actively oppose something that the government is doing?
Well, later on in the Acts of the Apostles, Peter does pick up this very similar situation, and he's basically saying, when it comes to the authorities asking you to do something which is clearly against the Lord, then you must speak up and declare, it's God, we're going to put God first. But a number of situations are not quite like that, which is why we have to sometimes swallow our pride and just do what we should do.
Okay, Richard, thank you very much indeed. Join us again next time as we continue looking at Mark's Gospel in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.